You're listening to the Pops on Hops podcast, where we listen to some pops, drink a little hops, and I get to hang out with my pop. I'm Abigail Hummel.
And I'm Barry Hummel, and we want to welcome you to our very special Christmas bonus episode. We did this last year. It was a major hit. We certainly hope we could do it again in the future, and we have managed once again to pull it together. So please enjoy several of our previous guests and some upcoming guests as well who have submitted original Christmas music for today's show.
Some of these are older songs, and some of these songs were recorded specifically for today. This is their Christmas gift to us and our Christmas gift to all of you.
So once again, we wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Let's get started with our first guest.
Hey, y'all. This is Nick Martino, and I am so happy to share a recording I did with my wife, Connie, and my daughter, Daphne. I'm a big fan of some of the classic holiday songs, and me being a trumpet player, I especially love the jazzier side of Christmas, kind of like those old Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald Christmas records. So when Connie and I decided to record the Christmas song for an album she did a few years back, we tried to add a little jazz and a little soul into the mix. And for this year, we've re-recorded that same tune with a few changes, including a special appearance by the most talented 8-year-old tambourine player I know, and I'm thrilled to share it with you. I've had so much fun listening to Abigail and Barry over the last year. I've discovered some great music and also some great beers, and I'm excited to talk with them about my work with the New York Funk Exchange in a future episode. But until then, I'd like to wish Abigail, Barry, and the entire Pops on Hops family a very happy holiday and a fantastic new year.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, Barry and Abigail. It's Matt with Harborcoat and the Stick Arounds. I just wanted to take a minute and wish you both just a genuinely happy holiday and wish you all the best for a brand new year in 2023. Thanks so much for all the shows and the conversations. It is a treat to get to sort of get a peek into your lives through music. It's a real pleasure. I'm excited to get together with you again, hopefully next year, and we can talk about some fun stuff we're working on for the Stick Arounds and Harborcoat. In the meantime, have the very best holiday, and I look forward to seeing you all again soon. Bye-bye.
Everybody, it's Jack Cornell, not coming to you from the North Pole, but from North Carolina, to wish you all a happy Christmas and a Merry New Year, and all the groovy listeners of Pops on Hops. Thanks for having me this past year, and you can go back to the archives and have a listen. It was a silly, silly interview, rambling, and maybe we had way too many beers, but who's going to judge? look out for each other this coming year. And here's a song from the Olympic Askeaken team called Christmas on the Faces.
Hey everyone, this is John Carroll. I'd like to wish all the Pops on Hops listeners a wonderful holiday season. I hope you get to sit down by the fire in your red and green attire, listening to a crackling log with a belly full of nog, and just have a great time that's so, so divine. Just like the good book says, whatever that good book is. Hey, I wanted to share this tune with you. It's got a little bit of a history with me because I devised it for a concert that we've done every year about this time. We call it the Jingle Jam. We do it in Leesburg, Virginia, where I used to live, and still do it at Tally Ho Theater to raise money for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, because diabetes touches the lives of about one out of every three people in this country. So that's a big deal. So what I've got here for you is a tune that might be familiar. It may still be rattling around in your head since the 60s or something. Heck, you may have heard it on the radio yesterday. I don't know. But the original version was called Bulldoze Blues by Henry Thomas.
You mean that little kid that tried to hide E.T. the extraterrestrial in his sister's bedroom closet?
No, this Henry Thomas was born into a family of freed slaves down in Texas, and he spent a lot of his life traveling the rails and playing his songs for people. He was a blues guy. He'd play his guitar, and he sang, and he had a little flute type of thing called a quill. I don't know how he played it along with the guitar and sang, too, but he must have put it in a harmonica holder or something, and just about every song he would sing would start with a strumming guitar, followed by a pretty little melody he'd play on the little pan flute thing. And that was pretty much the formula. He didn't record many of these songs, only about two dozen, for a label in Chicago called Vocalion Records.
But he played them all along the way for lots of people, and afterwards he made the record, and enough people heard him that thought, hey, I like that tune, I want to do my own version. Heck, Bob Dylan recorded one, a tune called Honey Just Allow Me One More Chance, and Henry was credited with that on that album. A lot of people didn't credit him with the songwriting annotation. Not unheard of over the years. Different people would hear different songs played by different people who had heard them from different people over the years. And finally, the song they're playing has a different title and different lyrics. And that's what happened here with this one. This riff is so memorable, and I always enjoyed playing it on the piano. So I was happy to see that one of the first renditions of this in 1927 was by a piano player named Johnny Miller. Maybe for the same reason that I liked it, which had this great riff that was fun to play on the piano. And he rewrote the words, and he gave his version to Wingy Minon, who recorded two versions of the song called Up the Country. You may remember it being called Going Up the Country, recorded by Canned Heat in the 60s. That's the version that I remember hearing for the first time. But I didn't realize that it had had so many other versions and lyric changes and things like that. So I've gone ahead and re-lyriced it again. Why not? Here it is. The most recent version is called Going Home for Christmas. I had a blast doing it, and I hope you enjoy it. And if you do, you can weigh in and support a great foundation that's helping folks with this disease that touches so many people. So thanks, Barry and Abigail, for everything you do with Pops on Hops and all the listeners that enjoy it. And I'm definitely one of those. This is John Carroll, and I want to wish you all a righteously warm and wonderful holiday season. Peace on earth and goodwill to everybody.
now, Dad.
Yes?
It's once again our turn.
Oh, boy.
So please tell us what we are bringing to the table today.
Well, Abigail, I had to dig very deep into the archives to find a track to represent us today. And what I pulled is a video project that I did in 1996, where during the year, but particularly concentrated between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I had several of our family members and friends read individual lines from the Clement C. Moore Christmas poem, The Night Before Christmas. This includes you. You have the opening line, you are just about 2 years old at the time. So,
am I a radio star even then?
It is pretty funny. If you didn't know what the line was, you might have a hard time figuring it out. But we're going to play the audio here, and we're also going to share the video, which is a lot of fun to watch because there's a lot of people in there. I mean, it's over 20 years ago now that this was made, and there's a lot of people who are no longer with us, unfortunately, that are in there that make an appearance, including several of your great-grandparents.
Wow.
Your Aunt Sandy is in it. In fact, she and your Uncle Irv have maybe one of the best video scenes in the film, and so it's a lot of fun to watch the individual clips all strung together as a book. So we'll play the audio, but please do yourself a favor and go check out the video too on the Pops on Hops webpage.
So please enjoy friends and family of the Hummels reciting The Night Before Christmas.
That's a nice story. Will you read it to me? Will you read me the story?
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled while snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
And Ma in her kerchief, and I in my cap,
had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn there arose
such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter.
Away to the window, put it like a flash.
She opened the shutters and threw up the sash.
The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow.
Yet the lust of midday to the objects below.
Well, what did my wonder and I should appear? But I married your slave with 8 tiny reindeer.
With a little old driver, so lively and quick.
I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick.
More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came. And he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen.
To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall.
Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
And dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly. When they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky.
So up on the rooftop, the coursers they flew.
With a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too.
Then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof
the prancing pine of each little book.
As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound.
He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot,
and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot.
A bundle of toys he had flung on his back.
And he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
His eyes how they twinkled, his dimples how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow.
And the beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a pipe he holds tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircles his head like a leaf.
He had a front face and a little red nose that took when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
A wink of his eye, a twist of his head, so gave me to a little ahead of his throat.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to work.
And filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk.
And laying a finger inside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney he rose.
He sprang the sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle.
But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Once again, we'd like to thank everyone for joining us this year for season 2. We had an absolute blast this year, and we can't wait to see everyone in 2023 for season 3.
We also want to thank all of the wonderful musicians who shared their talents with us today. The Martino family, Connie, Nick, and Daphne. Matt Carlson of Harbor Coat and the Stick Arounds. Jack Cornell from the Olympic Ass Kicking Team. and of course the legendary John Carroll. You can find more information on all of their work in our show notes, so if you are looking for a last-minute holiday gift, please think about purchasing some music from these wonderful independent artists. Have a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
In the meantime, if you need more Pops on Hops content, you can find us on all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube at Pops on Hops Pod, or you can email us at popsonhopspod@gmail.com. Wherever you're listening to this, there should be a link in the show notes to leave us a voice message if that's something that interests you, or you can visit our super cool website, popsonhopspod.com, for bonus photos, videos, and other content relevant to each of our bi-weekly episodes. That is also where you can submit an entry to our virtual jukebox for a chance for your favorite album, or even your voice, to appear on the pod. And on behalf of Hops
and Pops,
we'll see you next year.
Merry Christmas to all.
And to all, a goodbye.
Bye.